Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie Couric, and welcome to show number 569 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we have a special guest joining us on the program. From her home base in Dallas, Texas, it's singer Laura Ainsworth. With her satiny nearly three-octave voice, her sexy sense of humor, and her trademark elbow-length gloves and beaded gowns that would fill Julie London with envy, Laura ushers audiences into her own enchanting world, a cocktail mix that combines the elegant retro style of nightclub shows of the 40s and 50s with sophisticated modern musical twists. She calls it new vintage, so it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the program Miss Laura Ainsworth.
Hi, Greg. It's great to be here again.
Oh, well, it's great to have you back on the program again, Laura, with your brand new album that just dropped on November 18th titled You Asked For It. This is your fourth studio album, right?
Yes, okay. I have a live album out that's the best of, and it's on vinyl. But yes, this is...
So five total, but four studio albums.
Okay. Yes.
Now, this album is a departure from your previous efforts in that it features well-known songs requested by your fans and with instrumentation recorded live in the studio instead of multi-tracked. How different was that for you recording live as it was the custom during the pre-digital age and pre-tape era?
Well, it set the mood that was what I really wanted for the album. I wanted it to be like a house party, and that was partly because of COVID. I wanted people who were yearning for home entertainment and guests and entertaining to have that feel again. So it was like a cocktail party, you know, what Rob and Laura Petrie would have in their sunken living room.
Sure.
Dodging the Ottomans while they
I was just going to say, without the Ottoman, the trip over with.
Well, one of the songs that your fans inevitably requested at one of your live performances is the Julie London classic, Cry Me a River. I'm sure Julie has been a major influence on your style and on your sound.
Very much so. If I had to pick someone whose style has been compared to mine the most, it would be Julie London. And she did an album that was like a Julie at Home. That's what it was called, in fact, Julie at Home. It was like a party. And when she recorded it, it was an actual party at her house. And so the cocktails were flowing, and through the night, they recorded this album. I was at the studio, and we didn't really have the cocktails flowing at the studio, but in a sense, it was very similar to that because you had everybody there at the same time. And Brian had done some arrangements that really required the horns to be playing all together. A lot of unison stuff that was reminiscent of what was done in the early 60s a lot. And so having them together and just, I'm sure it was great for them too.
Sure.
Being able to play with each other that way.
From her brand new album titled You Asked For It, here's our special guest Laura Ainsworth with Julie London's Cry Me a River.
The whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. You can cry me a river. river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. So just to prove you do, go on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river. Shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. So just to prove you do,
give you a major round of applause for going the extra mile and creating a sensational cover photo for this album. I love that vintage portable turntable and the cocktail shakers.
Yes, cocktails turned out to be a big part of the imagery of this album, and of course some of the tracks that we have too, like Scotch and Soda.
Yes, let's talk about that. Your great interpretation of the old Kingston Trio song Scotch and Soda, which is so smooth and luscious to listen to, it's almost like a musical cocktail in itself. Is that one that your fans invariably ask for at your performances?
Several of these are. They're repeat performances of songs that I'm asked to sing all the time. Someone to Watch Over Me is another one.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eyes. Baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Do I feel high? People don't believe me. They think that I'm just bragging. sunshine of your eyes. Oh me, oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly. Give me loving, 'cause I feel so
Spotlight artist Laura Ainsworth with Scotch and Soda. Let's tell our listeners the best place to go to find a copy of your great new album, which is your online outlet of choice.
Well, going to my website, lauraainsworth.com, is the best way to find everything.
Okay.
Bandcamp.com, of course.
Okay. Well, your new album, you asked for it, came out a few months ago in Japan. It sounds like you have quite a legion of fans growing over there.
Well, I'm just glad that they love vintage jazz there, that there's such a big market for it, apparently, in Japan. And I get these magazines, you know, I have interviews that come out in magazines in Japan. It's funny seeing my picture there and then everything being in Japanese, like my name's in Japanese and all that. It's really, really very cool. But these very elaborate magazines that come out over there all about jazz and especially vintage jazz. And it's very exciting to see that. I wish that we would see more of that over here, quite frankly.
Oh, absolutely. The real highlight of this album has to be your interpretation of the Shirley Bassey James Bond theme, Goldfinger, which is so well known, but you gave it a totally different approach and reading that makes it sound brand new. How did you approach reinventing that song?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for playing that, because that is the kind of signature song that I wanted for this album. That is it. I had never thought of singing that song at all until the bartender at a club here in Dallas called the Balcony Club, where I was singing,
okay,
suggested that I do it. And I thought, sure, you know, my voice is so different from Shirley Bassey's, and that song is so associated with her. How would I do that? And she said, no, just do it the way you would do it. And so I didn't do it immediately. I went home and thought about it for a week and worked it up in a style that was just more just cool, just low-key. Mm-hmm. It's about a spurned lover who is just warning other women about this person. And it took it out of the James Bond context entirely.
Yeah, it did.
Entirely. And later on, I found out, I'm a big fan of Mark Stein. If you ever okay. have been to Stein Online, he does a Song yeah. of the Week. Yes.
Okay.
I love Mark Stein. And mm-hmm. his Song of the Week 1 week was Goldfinger, and he talked about how the original composers originally thought of the song. All of the big brass blasts and all, you know, Shirley Bassey's voice, that was all added later on. But originally it was more conceived the way I did it.
Oh, okay.
So I actually took it back more to the original idea of the song.
My special guest Laura Ainsworth from her brand new album You Asked For It with Goldfinger. Now your father, Bill Ainsworth, was a renowned big band musician and arranger, right?
Oh yes. Before I ever came along, he had played with Tommy Dorsey and Ray McKinley, Tex Beneke, Freddie Martin, many bands. He was still, by the time I was born, he was still playing. We lived in Dallas, and I'm still in Dallas. It's a beautiful day in Dallas, by the way. Just gorgeous, yeah. 70 degrees, blue skies. So
heard
I'm still in, I'm in Dallas. But anyway, even after I was born and we were living here in Dallas, he played with the society bands here, and he played in the house band for the Fairmont Venetian Room.
Oh, wow.
So he was playing behind Tony Bennett and all these people who were still around playing supper clubs at that time. And I got to go when I was a child and hear all of these jazz legends. So that's the music I grew up with. I did not grow up with the music of my friends who were listening to rock.
Well, I'm sure that he had just some tremendous stories to tell, too.
He did. At one point. Yes. I heard lots of stories. The band, they kept a a list, even backstage, of what they called the lizard list of the people who came to perform who they thought were not very good or who didn't treat the band very well. So I got to hear about all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'd like to feature one more song from your great new album, You Asked For It, and that's a song everybody knows and loves, Over the Rainbow. I'm sure that you use that in each of your shows as well, because you sing it so beautifully.
Thank you. And I do have a story about that, too, because hadn't even planned to put that on the album at all. And my husband, Pat, at a previous recording session, had just asked me to run through it, just rip it off, a cappella, do a version of that, because he wanted to have it. So I just went to the microphone, a cappella, sang it straight through in one take, and then we had it in the can. We never did anything with it after that until this album came along, and here we had this recording. And it was one that had been requested many times for me to sing. And so Brian Piper, my arranger and keyboard person and producer and resident genius, just went in and played around the dry voice track that I had already recorded. So we did it kind of in reverse of the way most songs are recorded.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Well, thanks so much, Laura, for joining us again on Nostalgia Radio Time. Be sure to check out her website at lauraainsworth.com for more information about her, her tour dates, her biography, lots of pictures, and you can purchase copies of all of her albums, including the new one, You Asked For It.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And if you have any comments about this program or about Laura, or if you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I'd love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a fully restored and functional one, get in touch with me. Check out my website at www.radioattic.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B-2-E's and a K. and I've got some great sets available. And this being Thanksgiving weekend, it's always tradition that we begin playing the Christmas music. So let's get into the Christmas spirit with this hit instrumental from the Claude Thorney Orchestra from 1941. It's Snowfall.
Happy holidays.
Happy
holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down. Have a big fat pack upon his back,
yeah.
and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season, so a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday,
happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you.
Andy Williams from 1963 telling us unmistakably it's Christmas time again. Now here's Edie Gourmet going back to 1958, and she's going to sing all about a winter night.
Yet our hearts were bold that winter night. While walking home, our noses turned from red to blue. So who can blame me if for warmth I clung to you? We kissed alone, frozen to the bone that winter night. But when your lips met mine for the very first time, they tasted right. Deep in the drifting snow, I felt your glow melting all my lonely fears as we fell in love on the best winter night in years.
Spicy tree, day, day, when all
Getting us into the Yuletide spirit, that was Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians with Bright, Bright the Holly Berries. Now here's Guy Lombardo with Don Rodney doing the vocal from 1950 and an old-fashioned Christmas tree.
See how we kept our Christmas merry and bright. I love the evening we trimmed the tree, and then we'd all sing carols and pledge goodwill toward men. Every year it's just an old-fashioned tree that brings all the joy of Christmas to me.
And deine Blätter, O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Wie oft hat nicht zur Winterzeit ein Zweig von dir mich hoch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr
Sergei Fallen. Summer sight, nine out im Winter, Venice night. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
From 1960, that was Nat King Cole with Old Tannenbaum. Now, moving up to 1993, here's a gem. This is Bob and Dolores Hope from their Christmas album Hopes for the Holidays with The Tale of Jack Frost.
Way up north by the polar sea, where it's just as cold as cold can be, old Jack Frost awoke one morn from a long, long sleep, and he said with a yawn,
ho hum, the time has come to freeze the trees and roses. And when that's done, I'll have some fun nipping little toes and noses.
Jack Frost ate a dish of icicles too.
Jack Frost
ate a glacier pie or two.
Jack Frost
topped it up with an igloo brew.
He's cold as ice,
but he's so nice. The wind blew south with a howl and a hoo. Took Jack Frost in a snow sack too. He covered the ground with snowflakes white. The hills and dales were a beautiful sight.
Ho hum, the time has come to freeze the roads and lanes. And when that's done, I'll have some fun painting pictures on window panes.
Jack Frost ate a dish of icicles too.
Jack Frost
ate a glacier pie or two.
Jack Frost
chopped it up with an igloo brew.
He's cold as ice,
but he's so nice.
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
You call
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
I'm here.
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
That's me.
He's cold as ice,
but he's so nice. The sun came out on the first of spring and said, hey Jack, you've had your fling. You've nipped the children's ears and toes, and many a one had a red, red nose.
Ho hum, the time has come to call my job complete. I'm out of here until next year. It's time to turn on the heat.
Jack Frost ate a dish of icicles too.
Jack Frost
ate a glacier pie or two.
Jack Frost
topped it up with an igloo brew.
He's cold as ice,
but he's so nice.
Jack Frost,
yeah.
Call
Jack Frost, Jack Frost.
I'm here.
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
That's me.
He's cold as ice,
but he's so nice.
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
You rang
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
What now?
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
In person.
He's cold as ice.
He is not.
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
That's me.
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
I'm cool.
Jack Frost,
Jack Frost.
Uh-huh.
So nice.
Jack Frost, Jack Frost.
Oh yeah.
Jack Frost, Jack Frost.
So cool.
Jack Frost, Jack Frost.
Uh-huh.
He's cold.
Oh, little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jack Frost, go away, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
Jack Frost, get lost, get lost, little Jack Frost. Get lost, get lost.
You don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
So, little Jack Frost, go away, go away. And don't you come back another day, get gone, go away.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost. Get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost. LJ Frost, get lost. Lost!
Well, that was kind of an appropriate twist. Bob and Dolores Hope with The Tale of Jack Frost, and Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee from 1950 with Little Jack Frost, Get Lost. And now we've got another Bing Crosby song. This one was written by the team of Mitchell Parrish and Hoagy Carmichael, of all people, the people who wrote Stardust. This was a 1965 Christmas rendering from them, The White World of Winter. Here's Bing from Reprise Records.
This wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. First we'll ride side by side through the hinter and roundelay to the sleigh bell's merry chime. Then we'll ski fancy free down old Baldy and take those chances all silly people do. If there's ever a moment you are freezing, just a little squeezing,
just a little squeezing
could be mighty pleasing,
could be mighty pleasing.
In this wonderful wide world of winter, I'm falling head over heels over you.
In this wonderful wide world of winter, in this wonderful wide world of winter,
in this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. If we prayed it would snow all this winter, I ask you, is that a terrible, horrible crime? I can't wait till we skate on Lake Happy and sup a hot buttered cup in the afterglow. If there's ever a moment you're not laughing, maybe a toboggan,
maybe a toboggan,
don't bump your little noggin,
bump your little noggin.
In this wonderful white world of winter, I'm thinking you are the sweetest one I know. Here we go through the snow.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in. Come in. But come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the, poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a six-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations. Agent sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be?
And
years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day
of living peace away.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's
for my child and your child too.
We'll
see the day of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of good will live in peace again.
Then
peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
This year marks the 45th anniversary of that iconic classic duet, Bing Crosby and David Bowie, The Little Drummer Boy and Peace on Earth, which first appeared on Bing's Christmas special, which aired on CBS television November 30th, 1977, just this very week, 45 years ago. It was recorded in September 11th of 1977, just about 5 weeks before Bing passed away on October 14th. Well, this year, a special recording disc of that performance is being released on Record Store Day, November 25th, in your favorite record store. You can pick up a 12-inch vinyl copy of this iconic duet on Peppermint Swirl Vinyl. And the flip side of it was the previous song we played, The White World of Winter. So grab this limited edition while you can at your favorite record store. It's a 12-inch, 45 RPM single.
Go, Joe, go!
And that's going to put the wrappings on this week's edition of Nostalgia Radio Time. My thanks once again go out to Laura Ainsworth for joining me on the program, and I hope you enjoyed the Christmas music. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening, and hope you'll join me next week for more Sounds of the Season right here on Nostalgia Radio Time. Feel free to email me with your song requests, old-time radio show requests, or any comments about the program. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I'd love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, we're going to be suspending the old-time radio time portion of the program for the remainder of the year because we feature all Christmas music through the month of December, except for the very last week when we do our annual Big Band Bash for New Year's. So the holiday program is getting into full swing already. Hard to believe it's that time of the year again. I hope you'll be with me again next week for more music and memories. Until then, so long for now.